Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Cause nationally recognized Marconi awarded radio show. This is Steve and Tad on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Good morning, Steve McIntosh. Ted Woodward, 8:30 here on this Thursday morning. 43 degrees. Sedgwick County Commissioners heard an update from Health Director Adrian Byrne at Wednesday's meeting. There was some good news to report. 23 people have recovered from the virus. Director Byrne says expanded testing will start soon.
We still will probably limit to around 50 just because we only have so many samples, the ability to sample so many people, and want to be able to continue that throughout the week. But we will be expanding.
Byrne says the tests will be for those who have symptoms and not just the strict criteria.
Kansas Governor Laura Kelly issued a response yesterday after lawmakers struck down her latest executive order banning mass gatherings of more than 10 people in churches. Governor Kelly says she's directing her chief counsel to explore legal options.
There's a chance that the action of the Legislative Coordinating Council today actually rescinded the first mass gathering executive order that we put in place. We are checking and we are doing everything we can as quickly as possible to remedy this situation.
The Legislative Coordinating Council voting 5-2 yesterday along party lines to undo the order after Kansas Attorney General Derek Schmidt discouraged law enforcement agencies and prosecutors statewide from attempting to enforce it.
Kansas farmers markets are continuing to operate around the state, but government officials' responses are varied in their operations due to the COVID-19 virus.
Officials in Overland Park have postponed their popular farmers market amid concerns about the coronavirus, while another in Wichita is set to open Saturday. Like grocery stores, farmers markets have been described in stay-at-home orders as essential businesses that can continue to operate. But city officials in Overland Park announced their markets postponed opening on Tuesday under pressure from the public. Meanwhile, here in Wichita, the Kansas Grown Farmers Market Board decided to proceed on Saturday with extra safeguards in place. Dave Wilson, KNSS News.
Controversy as the U.S. stockpile of medical protective gear nearly empty.
Surgical masks, shields, and other gear needed to protect frontline medical workers all nearly gone from the strategic national stockpile. The House Oversight Committee says about 90% of it's been sent out to state and local governments. But Vice President Mike Pence tells Fox's Hannity the administration's working to make sure
our healthcare workers in America have the resources, the protective equipment, the ventilators to be able to provide the level of care to people that are struggling.
Oversight Chair Carolyn Maloney said the administration is leaving states to scour the open market for scarce supplies and failed to use the Defense Production Act to procure critical supplies. In Washington, Jill Nato, Fox News.
A new study looks at how long the coronavirus can live on particular surfaces.
At the urging of government leaders and health experts, many Americans have begun wearing face coverings or surgical masks. A new study suggests coronavirus can live on the outer layer of those masks for up to 7 days. That's the bad news. The good news, the study published in Lancet says the virus is susceptible to standard disinfection methods. A separate study published in March found corona could stay on stainless steel and plastic for anywhere between 2 and 3 days. Tom Graham, Fox News.
Now let's look at the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. It looks like we'll have a much cooler and quiet weather pattern throughout the next couple of days. Wet weather is expected to return this weekend with much colder temperatures by Sunday night. Today's high 61, clear and 32 overnight, and then partly cloudy on Friday with a high in the upper 50s. I'm KNSS meteorologist Ann Holliday.
Now partly cloudy, northwest wind at 3 miles per hour, 43 degrees at KNSS, 834 here on this Thursday morning. In time for entertainment news, The Blur with Ted Woodward. Ted?
Yeah, a joke that didn't quite land.
Ellen DeGeneres under fire for poking fun of her self-isolation, saying it's like being incarcerated.
This is like being in jail, is what it is.
The TV host doing her show from her California home amid the coronavirus outbreak. Supporters calling the remark a joke, noting she spent time praising all those on the front lines. Critics calling it tone-deaf and out of touch. One tweeting, "What a lovely $27 million prison you have." Another posts, "Except your jail is a warm home with access to soap, hot food, and you're not likely to contract a deadly virus." DeGeneres has yet to respond. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
Let's see what's going on in the world of the small screen.
I'm Michelle Polino. A popular evangelist has enlisted his celebrity friends to help you worship virtually in an Easter Sunday special. With stay-at-home orders still in place across the country, Kanye West, Mariah Carey, and Tyler Perry will join Lakewood Church's Joel Osteen for the Hope is Alive online gathering. The service taped Friday will be broadcast on Lakewood's website Sunday. And on Monday, TMZ's Harvey Levin teams with Fox to give viewers the strange twists and turns behind Joe Exotic's story. Exotic, whose real name is Joe Maldonado Passage, is the main character in the Netflix hit series Tiger King. The special TMZ investigates Tiger King, what really went down, premieres Monday, April 13th at 9. It'll explore all the outstanding questions the series didn't, like whether or not Joe is guilty, and what is the current status of the new investigation that was sparked by the show's popularity into Carol Baskin's husband's disappearance. That's Fox 2 on Fox News.
Well, speaking of which, President Trump at the White House coronavirus briefing yesterday got into a little lighthearted scuffle with one reporter about pardoning Joe Exotic, the star of the hit Netflix series Tiger King, who was convicted this year in a murder-for-hire plot against an animal rights activist from the show.
You think he didn't do it? Are you on his side?
Are you recommending
a pardon?
No, I'm not advocating anything.
As a reporter, you're not allowed to do that. You'd be criticized by these. Would you recommend a pardon?
I'm not weighing in on Tiger King.
I don't think you would. I don't think you would. Go ahead. Do you have a question? I'll take a look.
The Tiger King star insists he's innocent as that all continues. Mm. Speaking of the president, Dennis Quaid takes a beating on Twitter after making positive comments about the president.
Dennis Quaid's supportive comments of the president during the coronavirus pandemic didn't land well on social media. Quaid, in an interview with the Daily Beast, said, "I think Trump, no matter what anybody thinks of him, is doing a good job of trying to get these states and all the American people what they need and also trying to hold our economy together and be prepared for when this is all over." That sounded the alarm on Twitter to attack the actor. One person wrote, "Let's just agree that Meg Ryan was the best thing Dennis Quaid ever had going for him and call it a day." Another wrote with eye-roll meme, "Good luck with your podcast." Quaid's podcast is called The Denizens. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
By the way, actor Dennis Quaid, it's his birthday today. 66 today.
All right.
So happy birthday to Dennis Quaid.
How about that?
Netflix giving parents more control over content their kids are watching.
Netflix updating parental controls, helping moms and dads see what their kids are watching and block specific content. They can set up a profile for their child, filter out movies and shows based on age ratings, and turn off autoplay so kids don't binge too much. Parents can also assign PIN codes to protect profiles. The move comes as more and more families are streaming while stuck at home. Netflix reps say choice and control have always been important for our members, especially parents. We hope that these additional controls will help parents make the right choices for their families. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
A new memoir is out from Loretta Lynn.
In Loretta Lynn's new memoir, Me and Patsy Kicking Up Dust, the country superstar chronicles her friendship with the late icon from their early days as trailblazing female country artists, bonding over music, marriage, and motherhood.
Crazy.
At the time of their friendship, Climb was one of the most powerful voices in country music. With crossover hits like Crazy and I Fall to Pieces, Lynn was just starting out. The two met shortly after Climb was badly injured in a car accident. Lynn called Climb the big sister she never had. Lynn co-wrote the new book with her daughter, Patsy Lynn Russell. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
You think Loretta Lynn has some good Patsy Cline stories
I'll
in that
bet
book?
She does.
Huh? You think
bet.
So? Yeah, it could be pretty interesting. Officials in Louisiana regret a virus curfew alarm.
Residents in Crowley, Louisiana, taking to social media to call out officials for using a siren reminiscent of the one used in the horror thriller The Purge to signal a COVID-19 curfew. Residents say the eerie noise blared from vehicles in the area, encouraging folks to stay inside after 9 p.m. Critics sharing recordings and the film's trailer pointing out the similarity. The Purge depicts a dystopian U.S. where crime is legal for one night a year. The Crowley police chief telling local media he had no idea the siren was from the flick, vowing to never use it again. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
Hey, how about the Shaq TV show?
Shaq Life is the new docuseries from TNT, and it lets fans get a look into the life of Shaquille O'Neal, narrated by Samuel L. Jackson and starring a revolving cast of Shaq's famous friends.
I come from a place where I had nothing, and just because I have more than the average guy doesn't mean I'm better than the average guy.
TNT has dubbed its Thursday night programming Shaq Night, and after each show, the network will make a donation to a charitable organization chosen by Shaq's guest. TNT decided to debut the show earlier than planned due to the cancellation of the NBA season because of the coronavirus. Shaq Life debuts tonight at 9 o'clock Eastern on TNT. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
All right, let's check in with the late night crew last night. The Tonight Show starring Jimmy Fallon, NBC.
This should be great. Opera singer Andrea Bocelli is going to perform live on Easter from an empty cathedral in Italy, or his living room if he changes the background on his Zoom.
Lights Out with David Spade, Comedy Central.
J-Lo and A-Rod's wedding has been postponed. Aww. It's not a corona thing. They just had a Muscle Milk dropout as a sponsor, and they're scrambling to pick up new tags.
And Late Night with Seth Meyers, NBC.
That's right. Bernie Sanders suspended his presidential campaign today, making former Vice President Joe Biden the presumptive Democratic nominee, unless, said Hillary Clinton, before being tackled to the ground.
Entertainment news is brought to you by the good folks at Napoleon Appliance Repair. I don't have to do a lot of explaining about what they do.
Nope.
They repair and service appliances.
Yeah, that's what
they've been doing for more than 20 years.
There you go.
So if your appliance is in trouble, this is the phone number you need to have super handy, because they'll get you in for an appointment and get out there and fix your appliance. Terry will handle the appointment. Call Terry at 409-1525. They'll get you fixed up. The good folks at Napoleon Appliance Repair.
Popular restaurants closing because of the pandemic. Editor Bill Roy, the Wichita Business Journal, is going to talk about that coming up with Steve and Ted in the Morning on KNSS.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.